We all have disturbing or tragic experiences that we wish we could just erase from our memories. Well, now it seems scientists are one step closer to doing just that. In a new study published in the journal Nature Neuroscience, researchers say they've selectively erased certain memories in an experiment using electric shock treatment on severely depressed patients. The research is still in early stages, but scientists say the technique could eventually be used to treat people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Marian Cruz is a postdoctoral fellow at the Donders Institute for Brain Cognition and Behavior at Rabobank University in the Netherlands. He's a lead researcher on this new study, and he joins us from Berlin. Welcome.
Hello.
So first of all, as simply as you can, describe exactly what your experiment did and how it produced this selective erasing of troubling memories.
Well, that's what we tried to do. We were looking whether it is possible to specifically erase or alter a memory in humans. And we've known that this is possible in from animal studies for about 10 years now, but there was still an outstanding question whether this could be done in humans. So in animals, what people have used in the past to look at whether you can erase old memories have been very invasive procedures using very highly toxic chemicals, something we can't do in humans. But what we do know is that electroconvulsive therapy produces severe memory impairments in patients that receive such a therapy. So we were wondering whether we could use this technique to see whether it is possible to specifically erase memories in patients that receive this therapy. So what we did is we had people learn two slideshows that are accompanied by an auditory narrative and form very emotional episodic stories. We have people learn these stories about a week before their treatment. And then on the day of their treatment in the operating theater, we briefly ask them a few questions about one of the two stories. And what we think happens at that point is that specifically the memory for the story that we ask a few questions about becomes sensitive again to disturbances. So immediately after we did that, people received electroconvulsive therapy, which produces an epileptic-like seizure in the brain. So if people afterwards wake up and we test their memory immediately afterwards, then everybody remembers both stories equally well. However, if we test their memories a day later, then their memory for the story that we briefly asked a few questions about just before the therapy is severely impaired. In fact, it's no better than if they had just been guessing.
So essentially, a period of time before you did the ECT on these patients, you showed them two emotional or disturbing narratives or videos. And
exactly.
then one of those videos you showed them again just before the ECT therapy, and that's the one that they had trouble remembering 24
exactly.
hours after the ECT was administered?
That's correct, yeah. And we don't show them the entire story anymore. What we do is we just show them the first bit of it and ask them a few questions about that. But their memory loss is for the entire story.
And do you have any theory on why that has happened?
Well, the idea is that when we learn something new, it takes a little while for memories to become really ingrained in our brain. And once that happens, we for a very long time thought that memories were safe. They couldn't be altered anymore. But if you specifically interfere with that stabilization process, like ECT does, you are apparently able to completely disturb specific memories.
Do you know whether or not the selective erasing of those memories has been permanent, or was it just sort of something that happened in the immediate aftermath of the ECT therapy?
That's a very important question. We don't know whether it's permanent. The only test we could do was 24 hours afterwards, and after that people had their normal treatments again, so we couldn't test them anymore. And this is one of the outstanding, very important questions, because if the changes are permanent, it would have severe implications for possible new treatments or, for example, anxiety disorders. But it's something that we really have to look into in upcoming studies.
Right. And also, I'm wondering, you basically dealt with memories that were relatively recent, right? And because they were disturbing stories that you introduced to the study subjects. Do we know whether or not this treatment could produce the same erasing effect on memories that were formed much earlier in someone's life through direct experience rather than just the witnessing of a video.
Yeah, that's the second important point that we will have to figure out in the future. We don't see much reason why it shouldn't be the case. So the important thing is that in our study, one story is completely intact if we don't reactivate it, which means that there's been this, the memory has been ingrained in the brain well enough not to be disturbed by the ECT procedure. So it is really dependent on activating that memory that makes it sensitive to any disturbances. Mm. There's no particular reason to assume that really old memories shouldn't undergo a similar phenomena.
What other ailments or mental illnesses or disorders might such a treatment be used for?
The main treatment that we have kind of in mind that this could work for is post-traumatic stress disorder, because in that case there is a very specific memory that's causing a lot of the trouble. It's one particular experience in general. Other disorders for which this might be really relevant is, for example, addiction. So in addiction, there is a really strong association between this drug craving and specific cues, say seeing a needle or seeing a wine bottle or something like that. And if you can break those associations, you would lose the feeling of craving potentially when seeing such cues.
There are many people who, while they see the potential therapeutic benefits mm-hmm. of your research, they might ask, it is our memories in total, both good and bad, joyful and disturbing, that go into making us who we are, and that perhaps robbing us of any of those memories might sort of diminish our humanity overall.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Our memories make who we are, good or bad. I think the only reason you would want to apply a method like the ones we used, and specifically erase memories, is when there's a real, real clinical necessity. So if a patient is so severely ill that nothing else works, then a method like this might be an option, which is always the case in medicine. You don't use something unless it's absolutely necessary, and it will be the case for this as well.
Marian Cruz is a postdoctoral fellow at the Donders Institute for Brain Cognition and Behavior at Radboud University in the Netherlands. Marian, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.